Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Good evening. The show begins in the West, very West. Jeff Bliss, Pacific Watch, is in Oahu. We speak of Maui, the rebuilding or not of the houses destroyed in the fire. And then we move to speaking of Los Angeles, the houses restored or not, and the costs and the burden on the people who lived in Eaton and the Palisades, and what this means for the plan for the Olympics in Los Angeles in 3 years' time. None of this is adding up to, it's obvious. Money, yes, but time, not that much of it. Get ready for the Olympics, put people back in their houses to rebuild a very damaged city. Canada. Mary Anastasia O'Grady joins to comment on the new prime minister, who was the former prime minister, but now he's elected for a full term, Mark Carney, and questions about his policies because there have been contradictions most recently. Much to learn, but Canada needs to grow. And Mr. Carney says he will grow. Good. Wish him the best. Congratulations. And then on to the conversation about reciprocal tariffs with Richard Epstein. He says they never worked and they don't go in a good direction. He also comments on the president's remarks about taking away the tax-exempt status for Harvard University because, also about federal district judges issuing nationwide temporary restraining orders. Also, a brief moment about Abrego Garcia, the deported Salvadorian national who's in Salvador, a flap in the federal government and the courts. Moving on to a conversation with Henry Sikorsky about anti-satellite satellites. And Lancaster Report, Jim McTague is back from Indiana. I learned that Valparaiso is next door to the home of gummy bears, and that some enormous amount of gummy bears are consumed every day. Can't say that I participate, but clearly popular. Nearby Valparaiso, where Jim took 5 adults and a child to breakfast and cost him $50 compared to, well, you understand. And then we turn to, again, question about Harvard University with Tal Fortgang of the Civitas Institute writing about the obligations and the mistakes of both the government, the Trump administration, and Harvard to do the unacceptable and grotesquely upsetting attacks on Jews and anti-Semitic behavior in Harvard in public in 24. What is to be done? Lancaster Report, I've mentioned already, but I wanted to throw in that Jim also went to Costco and saw someone buying a 55-inch television and had a chat with the manager. Apparently there are such things as 86-inch televisions, and they sell them at Costco in Lancaster County. That's my favorite because it's got the hay barn for the Amish. Horses and mules, wonderful. Harvard's at risk. Costco's not, having a good time. Also mentioned with Top Fort Gang about the deportation plans by the Trump administration toward Mahmoud Khalil, a graduate student at Harvard University, who was a leader and speaker for the illegal protests and damage private property damaging gathering in the anti-Semitic behavior on Columbia campus in 24. The book tonight is the second hour of my conversation with Brown University historian Michael Forenberg about, was there an end to the Civil War? It turns out it's very difficult to locate. Even then, it's difficult to locate. Appomattox was not the end. There was a large army still in the field. There were several leaders in the Confederacy planning to fight on from Mexico, leading troops there. Jefferson Davis was trying to escape to Mexico or Europe to be a government in exile. The end is not obvious. It's ended today, generally speaking, however. A good conversation and a good review for what you know between April of 65 and the age that's called the Gilded Age of the 1880s, what happened in there to the victory of the Civil War and to the loss of the Confederacy. And what happened is tragic. Then a conversation with Brendan Weichert about AI. Brendan pitches in and says, competition is good, DeepSeek is good, Huawei is good. It pushes the U.S. to innovate. There's a flap now about personality and AIs. I do not use ChatGPT. I use Claude, who doesn't speak, Pi, who speaks, Ara of Grok, who speaks. And we know the Amazon, less than a capable, speaks. And do they have personalities? It's beginning to be a debate. Also a conversation after that, a conversation about the choice for the Pope. The conclave at the Vatican begins on the 7th of May. 131 cardinals will attend. One of them will be a Pope. Which one? Lorenzo Fiore teaches me an Italian phrase that I'll do in English. If you enter the conclave thinking you're going to be the Pope, you will leave a cardinal. So we begin. But there are three Italians who are eligible to become Pope. And there's a big push in Italy for the first Italian Pope in 50 years. Very exciting. Could be fast. We'll see. And then a conversation with Bob Zimmerman about the Senate committee approving the nomination of Jared Isaacman, the astronaut and billionaire and all-around spacewalking hero, to be the administrator of NASA, now goes to the Senate floor where we can expect he'll be confirmed. And then an anomaly in the Psyche probe somewhere out there, no certainty, but it's a JPL robot headed to asteroid Psyche, which is an all-metal asteroid. Study. I hope the anomaly is straightened out. Usually it's a computer, and the engineers are very good. At that distance, they're very, very good. Much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.